All right, welcome to Game Changer. I am David Villa, and I'm here with Diana Villa in Maverick City. And so we are having a great morning so far, and we're going to talk about the routines of successful people. And we may carry this into multiple parts because we're going to talk about one specific routine today. And I'm always fascinated, you know, as somebody, that's in the business world, that's also a believer, you know, that gravitates a lot towards motivation and, you know, some of the encouragement, inspiration that's out there in the world. I think I'm fascinated by it. And I know there's a lot of people that are colleagues of mine and yours, Diana, that are also fascinated by that. They listen to that. They put that inside their hearts, their minds every single day. But I want to kind of hit it from a different slant. So I want to, because if we're not careful, there's a lot of secularism. There's a lot of, you know, I did it. There's a lot of, I call it really new age, you know. I don't want to get all, you know, because there's a lot of levels of that, but it removes the gospel aspect of it. And as long as there's no Jesus in it, right, it seems like that it's acceptable. But I want to point out that over maybe the next few weeks, if we do this over the next few weeks, but I want to point out where a lot of this and most of this is really drawn from Scripture. A lot of times people, you know, it's not an original idea. Some of the steps and some of the most popular, well-written, successful books out there. But I am fascinated by the routines of successful people because I think that God's gifted people and He's placed that desire in people. And there's people who do, and then there's people who watch other people do. And there's other people who wish they did, right? And so I want to talk about the doers, but I also want to bring in the gospel, because here's the reality. If we do this, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not naming names because I really don't know the hearts of people that are out there and what their relationship is and or is not with the Lord. But if we as believers, you know, just focus on the doing aspect of it and we leave out the Lord, then that's the recipe for burnout. It's the recipe for, you know, how about this? The Bible says that what profits a man to gain the entire world and lose his own soul. So it's very important that we start with God. So there's some successful people that come to mind, and, you know, Tim Cook, Apple CEO, Oprah, you know, these are just names that everybody would know, right? Michelle Obama, Jeff Bezos, you know, Amazon, Richard Branson, Virgin Media. These are successful people that have this particular habit we're going to talk about today. But the main important one is Jesus, and He has this habit as well. And I want to talk about waking up early, you know. But before I do, why do these people read books? You know, why do they strengthen their mind? Why do they place habits, you know, successful habits in their lives? Why do they develop them? And then what can we learn from them? And so, you know, I want to be the best. I know that, you know, you want to be the best, and I want to learn from the best. But I also want to make sure that I put the best at top, and that is Jesus. So if you're like me, you want to be better, and you want to grow, and you want to become, you know, and you want to share your gifts with the world, then I want to challenge you, you know, to really take in this episode today and join us. And so, so let's look at the concept of waking up early. A lot of these individuals that talk about it, and you know, today that's the daily discipline. You know, I want to go over, and so I want to anchor on what the Bible says. And I want to then provide some practical steps to move us towards what we're talking about. So waking up early. You wake up earlier than I do, but I wake up early. We have different things that we do in the morning. There's things that I don't like to do in the morning, but I'm also a morning person. I'm up, and there's things that I covet. There's things that I hold very dear to me in the morning, and there's things that you hold very dear to you in the morning. I think we share that habit with successful people in the world. There's benefits to it, but and that's about waking up before the sun does, you know. And it's interesting because I mean, I don't mind, like, if it's on a Saturday or if we go on vacation or, you know, you and I are taking some rest, not that we always get to, but I would certainly not mind sleeping in, and there's nothing wrong with resting and things like that. I'm talking about on a daily basis when we're working. you know, rather than get that extra 20 minutes or extra 30 minutes of sleep, I've done that in my life before. You know, there's something about getting up even before the sun comes up, even if it's a minute before the sun comes up, or even if as the sun's coming up. In Mark 1:39, simply says this: early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up. He left the house and he went out to a secluded place and was praying there. So I know I mentioned a bunch of successful people who woke up before the sun, but I also included Jesus in that mix. And I know he woke up early, and you know Jesus woke up early, but how come we struggle to wake up early, right? We all have reasons. And what do you think about this? And then we can get into some of the reasons that people give for not getting up early.
I think staying up too late is a real big component, because, you know, sometimes we feel like life is so busy and there's not enough hours in the day. I mean, I've said even in the last few weeks, like, I just wish today had like 5 more hours. I need about 5 more hours. But I think another reason is maybe they're like, oh God, another day. Versus, yes, Lord, I have another day. And I think it's your approach and, you know, what you're fixing your eyes on. I think if you can focus on the positives, it allows you to start your day with great anticipation. You know, I think early morning is about a routine and a pattern, that if you pattern that, it's just something I would love to sleep in on a Saturday. I would love it. I wish my body would allow me. There's days during the week that I think, oh, I could sleep like 2 more hours. But obviously I can't, because there's things that I have to get done. But why is it on Saturday, when I have the opportunity to sleep in, my body still cannot? And I think it's because I've built that pattern and that routine. Early mornings have always been a big thing for me. At first it was because it was the only time that I could have my own time. When the kids were at home, I got up early before I got them up for school at 6. So I was up before them and went through, you know, whatever I was going to do, whether it was a gym. I was an early Walmart, you know, shopper. I used time to like meditate and read. A lot of times my reading time actually came after everybody left in the morning. So probably more about mid-morning. My morning, early mornings, was really about setting up my day. And I was listening to a message this week, and it was like they were talking about goals, but without a goal, you have to have a plan. And so I think my early morning is about planning out my day. Okay, these are the things that I need to do, and setting a plan of, okay, these are my accomplishments. Now, how am I going to get to them? And I don't always get to all of them. But I think a pattern of successful people are, you know, one of the main things is planning your day, waking up with your day with great anticipation and planning it. And then also for me, one of the things that allows me to be able to get the rest that I need is I have to decompress my day. Like I go through all the things that I went, you know, meetings or discussions or obstacles or the tasks. And I go through, a lot of times that's on my way home. And then even when I get in the shower, that I decompress my day to empty my mind, so that when I lay down, I'm able to lay down at rest without the pressure. So I think both of those are really key to early morning. To get to rest, I need to decompress. To start my day, I need to start it with great anticipation for what lies ahead. So,
well, there's reasons, and some of the reasons that come in, you mentioned one of them. Some of the reasons, I mean, this is a big one. I can get it. I can get up later and do it. You know, we tell ourselves that, like, I can get up later and do it. Then what we start to do there is we start to put ourselves in a position that really, honestly, we find that even Christ is not in, right? Because Christ, if anybody could have gotten up later and did it, it would have been him, but he chose to get up. And there was something about that alone time. There was something about that time where before everyone else was up and at it. And then, so, you know, I would challenge you, if that's you and you think that way, I can get up later and do it. You know, there's going to come a time where I think that eventually, you know, burnout takes over. And, you know, you mentioned the next one is, you know, my body needs rest. Well, I'm going to point out some things that might surprise you here in a minute statistically. And these are statistics. These aren't even biblical statistics. These are like statistics that, you know, of multiple universities and journals. We're going to point out some things that I think are surprise you. But you say the second excuse is my body needs rest. Well, maybe so, but there's other reasons your body may need rest, and it has nothing to do with really getting up early. It has to do really probably with the thought patterns from the day before, you know, how late we're staying up, what we're being accomplished. Are we walking in peace? I mean, there's a lot of other things. I'm a late night person. You mentioned that. I'll wake up, you know, everyone. I guess that's something like, hey, I'll wake up everyone else if I get up, or I work long hours. Those are just some of the reasons that people might throw out. And, you know, look, you admitted it, you know, that you would like to have some extra hours sometimes. And, you know, I admit I've tried, you know, my life, you know, to sleep in later. But, you know, here's the thing. If we want to boost our spirit, soul, and body, and yes, I said it, spirit, soul, and body, then, you know, I believe getting up early is a big deal. And so let's look at Jesus and break it down. So why did Jesus wake up early? And so from the moment he was born, he had a purpose. And he knew he was the savior of the world. And because he knew this, he did everything in his power to prepare himself. He was on a mission all day, every day. So would it be safe to say that purpose is a big deal? Knowing, you know, your why, you know, knowing why you're getting up in the first place. I think a lot of times, you know, even though I've, you know, think about this too. And I mean, I think that we're both have been in this season. We could both speak to this volumes. We've gotten up early. There's been times where we've accomplished a lot of things. And then you said it a minute ago. You said, you know, sometimes I just want those extra hours in the morning. And I don't think you went to bed any later, maybe the night before. I think it might be sometimes when you feel, or when I feel like, or when we as humans feel like, maybe what's going to be accomplished today? Like, what, you know, am I going to walk into a day void of purpose? And that's a big deal, wouldn't you say? I mean, like, Jesus knew his purpose. He was sure of it. He never questioned it. He knew. And so every day he got up on mission. I think there's something to that. What do you think? I mean, I think there's something to that.
I think I'm a loss for words because that's true. Because that's probably sometimes when you wake up begrudgingly, it's like, oh, what if, you know, I think we've all had that.
What am I going to do today?
Like, what is my meaning? What is my purpose? I do think that I ask myself that a lot. Sometimes like, okay, what am I here for, mm-hmm. and what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. What am I going to accomplish today? One of the reasons why I got up early too was probably selfish. Mm-hmm. I could have my time, my alone time, without any distraction or disruption. It was like everyone else in the house was quietly asleep. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have to worry about anybody pulling. So it was probably from a selfish motive, but the Lord, you know, allowed it to be a blessing to me. You know, I feel like I'll have to think on that, to be honest with you.
You know, what I want to say this about being a selfish motive. So sometimes when we say the word selfish, and the way it said would be viewed as negative. But let me affirm that that's not negative at all. I mean, it's negative if, like, I don't know if that's the right way to word it. So maybe you were being selfish, but can I just say how important, if, you know, you're in an airplane, you know, you've heard this, right? Maybe somebody has had it happen. Certainly people have had it happen. We've, by the grace of God, have never had it happen on an airplane. But, you know, the stewardess says in the beginning, and they always say it, and you always think about it every time, hey, in the event your oxygen mask fall, you know, put one on your own face first, even before you assist your child. And I'm sure you've thought about, like, I would put it on my child first, but there's a reason they say that. And, you know, and I think that it's the same reason that we need to get up early, and it's a selfish reason, but I think maybe view it differently. Maybe it was necessary for yourself to fill up with the Lord so that you could pour out to others throughout the day. You know, we went this morning to our church, and you know, even though we're not sleeping in, it was still, because you have to get, we got ready and came straight into the office after it disrupted our day. It moved our day around. Probably for me, the most challenging thing is it moved my morning around, but we went. And I don't know how you felt about it, but I felt it was a good thing. You know, when I was there, I was thinking, you know, and thanking the Lord, but I was there in that time of prayer. And I thought, you know what, man, you know, maybe, you know, even before I get into the Word of God, you know, maybe we should 30 minutes a day pray together. You know what I'm saying? Or for 15 minutes, even 30 minutes is a long time, but 15 minutes is to pray together specifically, then before you even start like devotions and things like that, just to start.
You're getting
the day
up at 4 in the morning to do that?
Or you could get up a little later.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, maybe get up. And
I doubt it. Hey, guys, you heard that on air. check back in about 30 days.
Let's see. Would you be? I think it'd be a good idea. But
I don't
so
believe
the
it.
Time when you went to Walmart, I don't know if it was as much selfish as it is, you know, you were filling up because you were pouring out a lot back in that time frame. The kids were all at home, you know, you took care of the entire family. You had more to take care of. And I think that without even knowing it, you just said that you used that time. So was it really selfish or was it necessary?
I think it was, I guess it really was more about trying to get things done so that when everyone was up and going, I could be present, mm-hmm. not just occupy space in what they were doing, but actually be present, not, you know, be worrying about the things that I had to do or that I needed to get to. So I think part of that was, yes, to get my thoughts and my heart aligned with, you know, God's plan and purpose for the day, but it was also to accomplish some things so that I could be a present mom. That was very, very important to me. And I think in that transition of kids leaving home, and I can only speak from my own experiences, I love being a mom. I feel like I was called to be a mom. If you ask my children, they'll still say I try and mom them now, even though they're adults, and they definitely tell me that they have their own lives and I'm not their boss anymore. But that was a really hard transition as they started leaving is finding my purpose, because my purpose, I knew, you know, part of my purpose was being a mom, and I really did love it. And I love it still. Is it just different? But I think I definitely went through a transition of questioning what my purpose was in life as they exited, because something that filled my space. So maybe you're in a transition. Maybe it's a career change. Maybe it's an education change. Maybe it's, you know, unfortunately, people are experiencing loss in relationships, death, all these things. Maybe you're in this transition and you're in this season of trying to find purpose. Start your day, you know, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Start your day. Get up early with anticipation that today God has given you another day and he has a plan and a goal for you. And so what is it? So seeking him first and making that part of your daily habit and opening up to hear his voice, be obedient to his voice, and be quick to activate what it is that he's saying to you. I think that's really, that's a key. You know, I think probably successful people, even people that maybe don't know God, that's one of the things they get up to kind of plan it. What am I going to do? But they have to put action to what those things are too. So
that's good. You know, so we asked the question, why did Jesus pray at this time? And so before I get some script, bring scriptures into
it. I know
it,
why.
Why?
Early bird gets the worm.
There you go. There you go. So before we bring scripture into it to support, right, the power of prayer, there's some scientific data. I think this is gonna surprise you a little bit here. That waking up early. These are the benefits to waking up early. Number one, you'll have a more successful career. That's Harvard Journal. Okay, there's studies that show that you will have a more successful career. You want to do number two?
Stop procrastinating, and that's from DePaul University. I am a procrastinator.
That's why I had you do number two.
I knew it.
No, it just fell that way. You know, it's like the Lord, just the Holy Spirit moves on these podcasts. It just fell that way. So it'll call, waking up early. Well, you know, that's funny because it's waking up early will help you not procrastinate. So
I procrastinate
God, I hate
the
to see
things
you.
I don't want to do.
I hate to see you if you got up late. All right, number three will benefit you as you age. So there's physical, as you age, Stanford Medical has studies and shown studies where we're waking up early, not sleeping in. So you think you need more rest will benefit you as you age.
I think that's because the early bird specials are at like 4 o'clock. So you have to get up early and start eating breakfast early to be able to eat dinner by 4.
Maybe.
Just thinking.
Maybe. What's number four?
You will become more positive. That's a
Harvard Journal. That's good.
And I think it's not just about waking up early. It's going to go back to what I kind of said, waking up with anticipation.
Yeah.
And I think when you wake up with anticipation, it's hard not to be positive about, I'm going to anticipate that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it.
Yeah.
That's anticipating that no matter what comes my way, it is it's going to be good for me. And it may be bad in the moment or feel bad in the moment, mm-hmm. but if we walk through that process, God's going to turn it for our good.
Let's give you a few more here as we have a few minutes left. National Sleep Center, their study says you will become more persistent and cooperative. Number six.
Prevents depression.
Number seven, fewer unhealthy choices. Number eight.
Less stress.
Number nine, keep off the weight.
I'm getting up. That's it. 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to start waking up at 2 o'clock
diet.
In the morning.
The early bird. What is it? Early bird gets the worm. So not the donut, the worm, right? And so wake up and you get the donut.
I don't even eat donuts.
No, I'm not you.
I look at a donut. You eat a donut. I look at it. You lose weight. I gain it. Don't understand it.
So these are statistics that are out there in, you know, Harvard, Stanford, Psychology Today, you know, the keep off the weights from Dr. McCullough. You know, so these are scientific facts that why getting up early is a benefit. You think that, you know, sometimes you think just the opposite. You know, but, you know, this is scientific proof. But let's look at biblical proof, right? I like scientific evidence, but I want, you know, I love far more than scientific evidence what the Bible says. So let's look at Psalms 143:8. Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. This is David. And what David is doing is he's like, you know what? I don't want to go through my day without you. I don't want to start my day without you. So he's saying, let me hear your loving kindness in the morning. He's telling God this, for I trust in you. And he said, teach me the way and I should walk. So this is not like an overarching way. He's not saying like, teach me the way I should walk in my life, you know, for the next 30 years. He's talking about today. And he's specifically going day by day. He's basically saying, you know, I want to make sure that you guide my steps, right? And I'm reminded of the scripture that the steps of a good man, right, or woman, are ordered by the Lord, that he delights in his way. He may fall, but he will not. He may fall, but he will not be utterly cast down, because the Lord holds him in his hand. And then David said, "I was young, and now I'm old. I've yet to see the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread." This is the same David that wrote this. Why? Because he's seeking after God to walk in the guidance of the Lord every single day. Read the Psalms 90:14, Diana.
Satisfy us in the morning with your faith.
In the what?
In the morning.
In the what?
Morning. With your faithful love, that we may shout with joy and be glad all our days. Psalm 90:14. When I read that, satisfy, I think satisfy us in the morning, I think that says being content. Mm. To satisfy us in the morning means we're going to be content with what the Lord has blessed us with, even if it's not what we think we are deserving of, right? Sometimes we think that this is the direction we should be going, but I'm going to be content. I may not understand it, but I'm going to be satisfied. So you're going to satisfy me in the morning with your faithfulness and your love, so that I may shout with joy and glad all of our days.
When I think about too, and it's interesting you said that, and it made me think about, because the day hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But what happens if you don't start your day with the Lord? What do you have to reference it? You have to reference the day before, the week before. You have to reference the circumstances that you're walking in, the situations that you're facing. And that's what happens when we wake up and we don't start with the Lord. But when I hear like the satisfying the morning with your faithful love, it's like when the peace of God doesn't mean your circumstance changed. It doesn't mean the storm stopped. It means that there's peace in the middle of the storm, and you know, what happens there, we as believers know, is that faith, you know, kind of encompasses us and all of us in peace. Like, we start to believe what the Word of God says about the circumstances that we face. You know, we start to believe that. And that's really good. Why don't you read the next one too? Psalms 5:3.
In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I plead my case to you and I watch expectantly. Psalms 5:3.
There's your expectantly again. There it is. You said key is I get up and I'm expecting, right, a good day. Well, the Bible here in Psalms 5:3 tells us how to do it. It's in the morning, you hear my voice. So we're talking to God. I think, honestly, the way I talk to him is like, just talk to him. You know, it's not like, oh Lord, thou art, you know, it's like I talk to him. I mean, he sees my ugliness. He sees, you know, he sees my doubts, my fears. I love the scripture in the Bible where the man, you know, says, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. And that's the same thing. So in the morning, you know, I want him to hear my voice plead my case, and then I watch expectantly. Isaiah 33:2, read that one.
Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our strength every morning and our salvation in time of trouble. Mm. Isaiah 33:2.
Mm. Be our strength every morning. So I think now, you know, we should have a good snapshot of what the Bible's saying about rising early, right? And then there's even scientific evidence to support it. And, you know, so a discipline of successful people, and not just including, but focusing on and putting them at the top, Jesus, is waking up early. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I want to follow the patterns of people who have lived a successful life, someone who has fought a good fight, who has finished the race, who's made it to the end, who's received their crown of life. And that's what I want to pattern my life after. And so I'd like to carry these into some next couple podcasts and maybe look at some other routines, you know, of successful people, and then see if we can find out how it correlates with the Bible. That'd be some good discussion, I think. What do you think?
Let's go.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right. So listen, if you have been hanging out with us today, you've been watching us live, you can do that on Game Changer app. You can do that by downloading the app on Android or Apple devices. And we're close to 6,000 downloads. I want to thank everyone who's downloaded our app and who's hangs out with us on Tuesday mornings. We drop this show live we go live on Tuesday mornings, and then we drop the show on Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, and on YouTube at 10 a.m. And if you're watching this, make sure you tag us. If you're posting on social media, we see you, and we'd like to see what you're doing. We like to be included in that. It fires our team up. We want to share it and celebrate it with you. And make sure you like and subscribe and share the podcast wherever you view it or listen to it. It helps us reach more people. And if you haven't downloaded the app, again, you can download the app. There's a lot of resources on there, including our YouVersion Bible plans. We also post them on our app. We have some chapel services, some different types of resources I think would be a blessing to you. And as always, we appreciate you and love you very much. And thank you for spending time with us. You've been watching, listening to the Game Changer podcast, and we will see you next time.